Alaska's House and Senate have passed bills aimed at easing veterans' chances of getting jobs. The measures direct the state to consider military training and experience when granting professional license. Alaska licensed about 40 professions, from barbers to contractors and nurses. House sponsor Bill Thomas, a Haines Republican, says about 1,200 Alaska-based service members leave the military every year, and the unemployment rate among young vets is about 22%.
Many have already received quality training through the military, and I use an example of mechanics who have the ability to perform the duties and then have to go through the process of getting certified at the local level. And the other one is a plumber who's been in the Navy for 20 years. There's no reason for them to come back and start all over again. There's a way to help them come out, have a job, and go forward.
The bills also tell officials to grant temporary 6-month professional licenses to qualified veterans. They also direct the University of Alaska to consider military training and experience as credit toward degrees. House Bill 282 passed without opposition on Wednesday. A similar measure, Senate Bill 150, passed the Senate the same day. Senate sponsor Bill Willikowski, an Anchorage Democrat, says the measure recognizes veterans' knowledge.
There's no special treatment here. What this bill does is it eliminates the need for duplicative education, classes, training. These service members have already received this training. They've already received this education. This will help them more quickly integrate and is very likely to lower the unemployment rate for veterans.
The two bills are very similar, but they have some differences, such as the effective date. That means the House will have to approve the Senate's version or the other way around. Sponsors also could compromise and ask both chambers to approve a revised measure. There's no word yet on how or when that would happen.